Hello, everybody. It's a beautiful day. I'm at Mind the Gap again, and it's Tuesday's Media Projects. It's the 1st of March, and we've had a really, really good session. I'm here with one of our guys, and he's going to talk to us about some of the stuff we've been doing today. So, who are you?
I'm Daniel Collier.
Mr. Daniel Collier, could you please tell some of the adoring Mind the Gap fans out there who are excited to know what have we been looking at today for the Mice and Men documentary?
Well, we have been looking at camera angles and planning on how we're going to proceed and using our different camera angles and our directing and our what groups we'll be doing what. We've been having a look at what things we're going to be putting and how long they got to be, which sequences to use and not to use, or ones what we might use later.
We also came up with a name last week as well. Remember what it's called?
Hold it.
It's hang on, it's on this list here. Where is it? Oh, there we go. It's called Of Mice and Men. It's called Dissecting Mice and Men. Rabbits, ketchup, and all that's in between. I think that was that your idea?
Not really. Well, a stolen idea off of B.
It was your nicked idea about the rabbits and ketchup and all that's in between.
Yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't understand, rabbits play a bit of a role in Of Mice and Men?
Yes, they do. They basically play a role where mostly they're dead.
So that's where the ketchup comes in.
Because there's the one of the characters' main characters love ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Beans.
Didn't know that. So we've got three groups, and the three groups that we've got are what a lovely Charlie has put together for us. So we've got a filming crew, an editing crew, and a technical crew, and you are in the filming crew.
Yep.
So you guys are going to be doing the filming. Today we've looked at a shot list, and then we're going to turn that shot list into a storyboard as a group. And then next week we're going to split up, and the filming crew will be filming some of the scenes that we've discussed today in a storyboard. And then we'll pass that on in the afternoon, because we've got the actors next week, but then we've only got them till 11:30.
Whee!
And then the editing crew will start capturing this, setting up the iMovie project and arranging it in some order. And throughout the whole process, we've got a technical crew, which is going to be directing people and sort of keeping charge of time, because we've got a budget of hours. I think we've got about 15 hours for the whole project. So we've got some big brains working on that, keeping us in charge. So before we finish the interview, I would like to ask you about some of your favourite scenes that you can remember that we're going to be shooting.
I would have to say the diva scene, mostly because it was my idea, but I love the diva scene because it's something what I've seen similarly off of another show, and to see it play out in front of me and have a person basically bitch about makeup or something would be fantastic.
Yeah. I think one of my favourites is going to be that is the diva scene that I'm thinking of. There's a scene where we've got one of the actors is going to have a stunt double with someone who doesn't look like them. I think that'll be quite funny. Or there's a scene which might involve a tool that Tim uses in rehearsals that we're going to put on its head and make a bit funny. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really good. There's loads and loads of stuff. I don't want to give too much away.
No.
Definitely not. And so that's it really. Next week we're going to be filming some of these scenes and pulling them together. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.